Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
First, though, it's the €13 billion the Irish state has always said it didn't want. And now a dramatic European Court of Justice judgment has said it must take. Apple has lost its fight against the European Commission's ruling that it underpaid taxes due to Ireland in a sweetheart deal for the tech giant. The European Court of Justice set aside the judgment of the lower general court, which had previously overturned the Commission's decision on this. Well, for more, I'm joined on the line now by Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin finance spokesman and TD for Donegal, and also Peter Vale, the international tax partner with Grant Thornton. Peter, to you first, just to explain this case, because it is complex. It dates back to 2016. Will you outline, first of all, what was at stake? Because it's fair to say the ruling that we got this morning is not the one that most people were expecting.
Yeah, good morning, Claire. And I think dramatic is the right word to be used to describe it. It did come as a big surprise. So that, in summary, the background to it is it's a 2016 Commission investigation, which alleged that Ireland had effectively provided state aid or a sweetheart deal to Apple. And as a result of that, they assessed Apple for circa €13 billion in taxes. Apple and Ireland vigorously defended that at the General Court in 2020, were successful in what was quite a comprehensive result in favour of Apple and Ireland. The Commission then appealed that, and that's what we got this morning. So we got that verdict from the ECJ to the Commission's appeal. And I think most people had expected that it could have been a ruling the other way. It could have been a ruling in favour of Apple and Ireland, or at worst, the case would have been sent back to the General Court.
Which would have meant another hearing. But what we have today is a definitive verdict. This is it. It's done.
This is it. So I suppose we have to accept that no matter what the views are on it. It is fine. There's nowhere to go from this. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do collect the €13 billion, but, you know, again, it's very early days. But gut instinct is, it can be damaging from a reputational perspective.
Does it set a precedent then? Could there be other cases on the back of this?
I don't think so. And look, we know that a lot of the tax structures that were in place many years ago, they've long since been outlawed. So I don't think there's a danger of that. I think it's more from a reputation perspective. And yes, well, it does relate to a bygone era. If you think even last week, ex-President Trump, accusing Ireland of being a tax haven, we'd vigorously defend that. But it only adds further fuel to the fire to those sort of assertions.
OK, so what you see here primarily is reputational damage for Ireland.
Exactly, because as you say, this is a final verdict. We have to accept it. We will be stuck with this, unfortunately. And again, that's irrespective of what we might think about the basis for the judgment, it is the final judgment.
Mm-hmm. But if you're a company looking at this, operating in Ireland over the period of time in question, and you're saying, well, look, Ireland was giving a sweetheart deal to Apple, we missed out, we were treated unfairly, would it not give you cause to take a case on that basis, do you not think?
I don't think so. And look, tax structures have changed a lot. A lot of the structures that would have been used, they were perfectly legal structures, and it would have been those that didn't like them, but they were perfectly legal at the time. They didn't avoid Irish tax. It was really a nuance of the US system, but we got caught up in it and I think quite correctly amended our own legislation back in 2014. So these structures all relate to a previous era, and there's been a huge overhaul of the overall regime. So I don't think you'll get that sense. No.
But the reputational damage, you would argue, I'm sure, doesn't hark back to a bygone era. That is very much of the present day, and that will be the big fallout here for Ireland.
I think you'd explain it, Claire, and say, look, it does relate to a bygone era, but you're explaining you're losing. And I think for a while anyway, yes, we will suffer some reputation damage. And it's not what we had expected, notwithstanding, as I say, that it relates to a regime that has, long since been overhauled.
Mm-hmm. But for Ireland, the whole point behind taking this case and refusing the €13 billion, and people remember back at the time all the debates we had about that, it was to save reputations, wasn't it?
Well, it was. I mean, there were very strong arguments in favour of the case that Ireland and Apple took, and that's why it's such a surprise that we did lose today, that Ireland and Apple lost in the court. And how much of that €13 billion there ultimately is ours is probably something to be determined as well. I think there will be other jurisdictions that will stake a claim for certainly a portion of it.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that this could impact further investment in Ireland, foreign direct investment in Ireland?
It's very early and it's hard to say. I would hope not. We have been, we've got a very competent revenue authority. The transparency of our tax regime has been fully endorsed by the OECD, so we've got top marks for that. So I think certainly temporarily, yes, it will have an impact from a reputation perspective, but I'd like to think that we've enough, you know, points in the bank that we get through this.
All right, Peter, stay with us because I want to speak to Piers Doherty now, who's in our Dirry Beaga studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we know that Apple in Ireland vigorously defended the case. They were successful in 2020 at the General Court. But at that time, you said that this was a half-time ruling. So what's your response today?
Yes, and I said that because at the time we had, it wasn't just Apple that defended this case. Remember, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil put millions of euro of taxpayers' money, your listeners' money, behind this, trying to make sure that we never got the 13 billion euro that the European Commission believed that we should have got, which the now most senior court in Europe has said we should have been paid that. And this money should have been paid, remember, at a time when Fine Gael were cutting the blind pension, when they were closing hospital beds, when there was cuts to social welfare and the minimum wage. That's when this tax was actually due to us during those austerity years. So we made it very clear that, you know, less of the gloating, that there was an appeal to be done, and in many cases that the General Court's decision is overturned. And looking at the facts here, and the facts are very simple when you actually look at this from a step back a little bit. This is an Irish incorporated company, associates, subsidiaries of Apple Incorporated that are registered in Ireland that generated 104 billion euro profit. And what Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil argued is that not only should they not pay tax here in Ireland, but pay tax anywhere in the world. And that's what the European Commission says that is not the case. These are incorporated companies in Ireland and the profits are recorded here and therefore tax is liable here. So that's where the 13 billion euro figure comes from. I always believed that this day was inevitable. I believed that, you know, that this would be the judgment, and I thought it was absolutely a colossal mistake for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to continue to defend this practice and to use taxpayers' money. This puts the bike sheds into the halfpenny paste. They spent millions of euro of our money defending, trying to prevent us getting 13 billion euro of taxes. And remember, when they took this case in 2014, this money, this 13 billion euro, would have built tens of thousands of social and affordable houses right across the state. It could have transformed Irish society. It could have prevented a lot of the pain that we're seeing as a result of their policies.
It was roughly, wasn't it, double the corporation tax take in that year, which was at 7 billion.
It was. And the issue here, when I started raising the issue of stateless companies, because this is what is at the core of it, it was that, as been mentioned there, it was an interaction between Irish tax law and American tax law, which allowed a company not to have any tax residency anywhere in the world. When I started raising that with Michael Noonan, the minister at the time, I was being described as a nuisance. He said I was damaging the reputation of Ireland. It was me and Sinn Féin that produced the legislation that actually closed down this loophole. So it is historic. Let's be clear about this here. This goes back nearly 20 years in terms of tax rulings. The game has completely changed now. But I think today, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have serious egg in their face in relation to how they've defended this, the accusations they made against my party, who called this right the way through, but also the waste and squander of more public money trying to prevent us getting this money that was owed to us in the first place.
But listen, you heard there, Piers, now the danger that there is damage done to our reputation because of this. And those who decided to take the case would argue it was to defend that reputation. That was why they took the case. And you've mentioned there that this is historic and we have the OECD now praising us in Ireland for our tax transparency. Are you concerned about the reputational damage to Ireland?
Absolutely. And that is why in 2014, in 2013, actually, when the head of finance and tax gave sworn testimony in the US Senate and said that was a special arrangement with Ireland that allowed for no more than 2% of corporation tax to be paid, we started raising questions immediately and said, close down these loopholes. And the minister refused to do so. It was only after pressure that Ireland finally acted and closed down these loopholes. Of course, there's reputational damage, but this issue was historic. What the government did was continue to defend the indefensible Apple right up until the last minute. And as I said, using your money, using my money, using taxpayers' money to actually millions of euros spent here of taxpayers' money defending this, trying to prevent this 13 billion, 13 and a half billion coming to the Irish state. So that has prolonged the reputational damage. We argued from the very first outset that Apple were in their right, absolutely were their right to defend and appeal the decision of the European Commission. It wasn't appropriate, in my view, for Ireland to actually defend a scenario where a company registered in Ireland made 104 billion euro profit and paid no tax. Okay. There are corner shops, there are companies, there are other FDIs right across the state that don't get a sniff of that. The reason this is called in relation to state aid is because it only applies to an individual company. It's not available to anybody else. And that is where the unfairness of this applied from day one.
Okay, do you expect that this will set a precedent and there could be other cases taken on foot of this verdict?
No. The whole principle of state aid is that the tax advantage only applies to a select company and not anybody else. So if this rule applied to every other corner shop, every barber, every butcher, every baker, then the European Commission couldn't take a state aid rule. The argument here is that other companies were paying their 12.5% tax rate. Indeed, companies went into liquidation because they couldn't pay the revenue, the money that was owed to them during this period. And at the same time, the Irish state, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, let's be clear about this here, because that's who facilitated this. They facilitated an Irish company avoiding 13 billion euro of taxes being paid, which was completely legal at the time in terms of tax law, but was actually not appropriate in relation to state aid because they conferred an advantage on one company that no other company could avail of.
Okay, right. We'll leave it there. We're going to get, or we're certainly attempting to get reaction from the government on this news, which is just emerging this morning. But for now, Peter Vail and Piers Doherty, thank you both for joining us. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.